are essentially one. Sometimes over the years, there was overlapping of services, especially when both entities were performing similar services. But eventually, thanks to shared experience and improved communication in many places, intergroups and the general service structure have come to work hand in glove. And that's kind of what we have here. Sometimes it may not seem like we work so much hand in glove, but that's the idea of it anyway. Stephanie also alluded to our guidelines. We have guidelines for central offices and intergroups. Most any committee or anything you can think of, GSO has put together a shared experience. And that's all these guidelines are. GSO does not tell your group or your intergroup or your area or anybody else what to do. All they do is share experiences. And that's what these guidelines are. They're compiled experiences that in a manner that they can share. And the central offices or intergroup offices, central intergroup offices have guidelines that they come forth. And it's what the experience of AAs from the United States and Canada are. And that's what our general service area is, United States and Canada, throughout the United States. It says, what is a central office? And or in a group. It's an AA service office that involves partnership among groups in a community. Just as AA groups themselves are partnerships of individuals, a central office is established to carry out certain functions common to all groups, functions which are best served handled by a centralized office, and it is usually maintained, supervised, and supported by these groups in their general interests. It exists to aid the groups in their common purpose of carrying the AA message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Now that's in essence what an intergroup or a central office does. There's a lot of functions that our particular intergroup does. And a lot of them are listed in these guidelines. We have an answering service. During the business hours, it's manned by our office people who are maybe volunteers, or it could be our office manager in our office, and they refer drunks to other drunks to talk to, the 12-step. After hours, we utilize an answering service. We pay for it, but answering service, in your groups, once every 6 months probably or something like that, if you've got an intergroup rep, you get a little sheet that sign up for 12-step calls. And when you turn that back in, then that week, you're on call, that group, yourself, and I believe it's two other groups. Mm-hmm. I believe we have three per week, four, excuse me. I'm being corrected because I don't do that in the world. But that's why I need y'all, because I'm not the smartest tool. But anyway, we have four groups a week. And lately, it appears that we're running about a third of them that don't turn into groups. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to have been, you know, we've looked at this quite frequently in the steering committee, and it's anywhere from, you know, one to two groups sometimes a week that don't even turn those sheets back in. And that means that we're only having two groups who are actually participating in the 12-step calls. That's one of the ways your group can participate. So that's what part of what we're supposed to be doing here is how you're connected and how you can participate and why you should participate. Well, that's one of the primary ways that any group can participate in working with our intergroup office and being a part of is making sure that sheet gets returned to the intergroup office so it can be passed on to the answering service. We have at the answering service, they go first to the groups that are on call that week, and then if they can't get anybody, we have a permanent backup list that answering service goes to after that. But they always try to go to the people on call first. That backup is exactly what it is, supposed to be a backup list. And that's the way that process works. In our intergroup office, intergroup is mentioned in lots of our service material. One of the materials that Stephanie alluded to talks about an AA group pamphlet. It talks about an intergroup rep or central office representative. That's how your group can participate. You know, we meet once a month. It's the first Sunday, usually. Occasionally we shift it because the church has something or a holiday or for some legitimate reason. It's the first Sunday of each month, and we meet at Christ United Methodist Church. It's over at Poplar and Grove, I believe it actually is. And we meet in the is it Wilson Building? No, that's where we don't meet. That's the alternative, isn't it?
Wilson Wall?
Wilson, and then the Rosieville. We have two different buildings sort of have to utilize. But anyway, we meet there on the fourth floor. I get confused because I can never remember. I go every month.
There's only one building that had the fourth.
Telecom!
But occasionally we have to ship it to another building because the church has other things. We have to work within their schedule. But that's where your group can send your group's representative. You know, Tony talked about we have 620-something groups in the area. In Memphis, I think we have something close to, last I heard, about 150 groups in the Memphis area. 135 to 150 groups, something like that. We don't even have 30, 35 groups that show up for that meeting. So there again, we have the same issues throughout service structures, whether it be the intergroup structure or the general service structure, of are we truly getting a group conscious of the Memphis Area Intergroup Association? You know? Yeah. If you don't have a representative, then your group's not being heard. And that's why it's so vital. Because if you don't, you know, somebody's going to make the decision for you on those levels. Mm-hmm. Stephanie alluded to the newest committee at the area level. Also at Intergroup, we're in the process of forming a website committee. We do have a website. The Memphis Area Intergroup Association has a website. On there, it's got local meeting directories. It's got AA-related flyers. It's got an event calendar. It's got information of Alcoholics Anonymous on there for everybody to get to as a public information tool. And lots of times, not only public information is for the public, but it's for us. And that's something that I use that website all the time.
Yeah.
I use it constantly. If someone says, hey man, where's a meeting at on Thursday night? I no longer carry a little paper book. I pull up my phone and I go to that website and I say, there's a meeting over here. You're here, there's a meeting over here. That's the way even us old folks have gotten to where we do a lot of things digitally now. And believe me, I'm not one of the young, super active guys, but I use a lot of technology nowadays. These are some of the things that our intergroup, this is put out by our intergroup. It says, what is intergroup? The Memphis Area Intergroup is a committee of volunteers made up of representatives from AA groups all over the greater Memphis area. Intergroup encourages mutual support and cooperation between area AA groups. It provides services for all groups that would be too much for individual groups to handle by themselves. Some of these services are distribute literature, supply meeting schedules, we have an AA hotline, act as a liaison among AA groups, information of center for the general public, creating support service committees such as PI, cooperation with the professional community, cooperation with the treatment facilities, and cooperation with the correctional facilities. Also the hotlines. And we sponsor some special functions for all the groups. We have two different functions we normally do at Memphis Area Intergroup Association. It's our Founders Day, and then we have the Gratitude Dinner. Both of those in the last few years have been held at the Church of Christ at White Station over at 1106 Clonmel. So those are two of the things we do that kind of hopefully bring a little unity into the AA community. Who needs intergroup and who supports them? We all do. Intergroup uses the donations contributed by groups in the area to carry out the normal functions previously described. Your group support is needed to make sure the intergroup can give us, the community, the services we need. When anyone anywhere reaches out for help, I want the hand of AA always to be there. And for that, I am responsible. That's who supports intergroup. We are structured under the ninth tradition. So we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. The Memphis Area Intergroup Association is directly responsible to the groups of the Memphis area. Now, if you don't show up, if your group doesn't send a representative there, we can't possibly be accountable to your group.